You are listening to the podcast To Be Single or Not to Be by Shanna Montana, a podcast where we talk about the single life, dating, and relationships so you can make a decision at the end of each episode and decide to be single or not to be. That is the final question.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Shanna Montana YouTube channel. And today, this is a new episode of the To Be Single or Not to Be podcast. Make sure that you like and subscribe on YouTube or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And today, this is the final episode of the Running It Back series. And I could not be more excited about what we are going to speak to today, because this is the state of the union address for 2024 when it comes to relationships. And in all seriousness, this just means that I'm going to give my two cents on what I think is going on in a relationship space in regards to what we need to do to show up as our best selves in that relationship space and to stop living in fucking DeLulu land. So I went old school. I got some notes that I wrote down and I'm going to speak to them. And, I just want y'all to know, feel like we having an honest conversation, because some of y'all need to hear this. Some of this, it may be your first time hearing this. Some of y'all may have never heard this, but either way, I just need y'all to listen to this. So first things first, stop being dumb. Some of you are very dumb when it comes to how we operate in relationships, and I want us all to do better. I feel like when you reach a certain age and place in life, especially I'm gonna speak to like 35 plus, when you reach that point and you are still winding up in situations and you trying to figure out how you got there, it's number one because of bad partner selection. But at 35 plus, when you are consistently in situations of bad partner selection with the wrong person, you are making a conscious decision and choice to show up in those spaces and keep making those bad decisions that keep making you land in the same place with the bad partner selection situation. So what I'm saying is that you need to get real with yourself and figure out what is it that you need to do in order for you to make better and improve decisions if you desire to ever have a healthy and happy relationship. So that means, like, do I need to tap in with some therapy to figure out why my trauma may be driving me to choose the worst nigga on earth? I may need to tap into my resources to figure out why I keep getting with men who say they love me or say they care about me, but they don't stop cheating on me or they don't stop lying to me. I need to figure out how I keep getting with men that keep stealing money from me, keep asking to borrow money from me. How do I keep getting with men that have no job, have no car, have no transportation, have no basic needs in life met? How do I keep getting with men that are not equally yoked with where I am? If I'm a person that is doing well in my career, I have my basic needs. I'm a person that does well financially. I'm a person that shows up in the world. I give back to my community. I'm a person that does the shit that I'm supposed to be doing at my big old age. But yet and still, I keep winding up with niggas that's polar opposite of where I am. You're probably not serious about relationships, and you may need to back out, because that's a whole nother thing. And being dumb with relationships, if you find that you really are not clear about what you want and you really are not ready for a relationship, you may need to back out of the dating space. And also, or maybe this is another thing that I see happening that we got to be real about. Sometimes ladies are signing up for relationships and trying to use a man as the financial plan. Like, we aren't in a good space financially, so let me go out here and find a man to take care of. Now, ultimately, I would love to be a stay-at-home wife, because a man is going to take care of me. But since that has not happened, and that's not ultimately my goal when I'm walking into a relationship, that's living a dream right there. If you can get somebody that's able to do that. But we signing up for relationships because we secretly broke and need somebody to take care of us. We need to go get a couple, two, three, four, five more jobs to take care of ourselves, because at the end of the day, it's not worth that sacrifice if we are not in a space where we are sacrificing being treated like shit over, you know, this man is paying my bills, yet he whooping my ass for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, mentally, financially, physically, whatever the case may be. So I think we need to recognize that we have to stop being very dumb when it comes to who we're choosing as a partner, but also recognize that the accountability and the ownership does lie on us in a lot of ways, because when we are making that decision repeatedly with these people that we know damn well we shouldn't be dealing with, but we keep dealing with them anyway, we got to recognize, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that? Like, I have little to no empathy for those situations. So one, that's first thing. Stop being dumb. Y'all gotta stop making stupid decisions. The next thing is to understand that love has no expiration date on it. Love has no clock on it. Let the love comes when it comes, but be happy before the love comes. And I talked about that on a previous episode that ultimately right now I speak for myself. I am happy. I am at peace. I have joy in my heart. I have love in my heart. I have fun in my world. I live a life that I love. I love my life. I'm not saying my life is perfect in any way, because the Bible tells us that we're going to have worries and things that are already guaranteed that's going to happen to us. But when it comes to controlling the controllables, the things that I can control, I'm in a good space. That's why, like I've said before, I don't give a fuck about not being in a relationship right now, because I'm good without a relationship. And I understand that once a relationship does come and the marriage does come, it's only going to add value and more joy and more peace and more happiness to what I got going on, because I'm only going to deal with people who show up in that space and give me that. If it's anything less than that, I'm not dealing with it. And I'm not saying that I'm in a space where I'm not making any compromises or I'm not making any sacrifices, because those things are understood. But in the areas when it comes to the core foundational things of what I require in a relationship, if you are not showing up and adding value to my life and only deducting from my life and what I have going on, then this is not going to happen. This is not going to work. So when I say let the love come, but be in a good place before it comes, because if you are not in a good place before the potential love comes, the love can come and give you 10% out of 100. And you will feel like that 10% is 100%, because it is filling voids that are within you. And it will not be until you are far down the road, when the emoji hearts are no longer in your eyes and the delusion has worn off, that you realize that this nigga is not it. And because he came over here and made me feel good for a little while, not even, you say I'm here for a good time, not a long time. He came over here and made me feel good for a little while. And now that I no longer feel good about this relationship and I'm back to the core of where I was, that I wasn't happy, that I didn't have joy, I didn't have peace, I'm now recognizing that that wasn't it. But that ray of sunshine that I had for a little bit of time, I latched on to it because it felt good. Whereas if I was in a good space before that relationship showed up, I would have known that that wasn't it. So don't go through life feeling like you gotta be running towards love or running towards a relationship or running towards a marriage. It's going to come. And whether you're able to experience that love for 1 year, 5 years, 20 years, or 50 years, either way, it's a beautiful thing. So let it come when it comes, but let it come when it's going to come. But at the same time, in the same breath, make sure you got your shit together. Make sure you got yourself together before that relationship comes, because I promise you, I bullshit you not, if you don't, that person will show up and they will knock your ass off your feet, literally, because you would think that this is it. You would think that you have hit the lottery, and you, lo and behold, sooner than later, you will find out that that was not it. So get your shit together before you even get out there dating and dealing with anybody. And then understanding that equally yoked shit is real. It's very real. It's very serious. I'm going to tell y'all this now. I'm going to tell you, and when I want you to think about yourself and what you got going on, I always say I really don't want to be anybody's first with anything. Like, I don't want to be your first. Like, in my place where I am in life, like, I can't help you build your credit. I can't help you buy your first car. I shouldn't be the person that got you your first passport stamp. I can't help you open your first bank account. Like, I don't like to be the first of a lot of things, you know. The only first I would want to be, if I have a child, I want to be your first baby mother. That's the only first that I'm looking for. The first bitch you bought a house for, first in regards to accomplishments and things on that side. But when it comes to building a nigga, build a man, all that, no, you got to show up to the table, because everything that I am asking you for and everything that I'm requiring, I'm going to give you the same thing. So the same love that I'm asking for, I'm going to give it to you. The same way I'm saying show up in this space and, you know, communicate with me, you know, hold hands with me in a way that we're going to go forward and be great in life. You know, be it, when I think about just across the board, when I think about financially, I always say, it'd be wonderful if I could marry a billionaire, but at least show up with making as much as I'm making. When it comes down to understanding spiritually, be at a place where, you know, I can't be the first person that introduced, you know, that gave you your first Bible. I love the Lord, so I don't mind the fact of introducing the Lord to people, but I want to be with a man who already knows God and can lead me somewhere spiritually. I need to be with a person where I'm not your emotional rehabilitation center. You are in therapy. You are healing. You are on your own journey. You get that. And we can go through that together. I have to be with a person that understands that, you know, when it comes to say even friendships or how you operate in relationships, that you have your own set of friends and I can add on to yours, you can add on to mine. So these are just examples I'm thinking of off the top of my head. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, we have to be able to just show up in this life and hold hands and walk forward together. And there are going to be areas where I may be better at some stuff, so I can show you something and teach you something. But at the same time, you are going to be a person that's going to be a leader. You can lead me somewhere. When I think about most of my previous relationships, none of them niggas could have led me nowhere but straight to hell. And that was a problem. So this is the thing I got to understand. If you are not a leader, if I do not trust you, when I really think back on most of my past relationships, them niggas didn't teach me nothing. I need to be with somebody that can teach me something. Just like I can teach you something. I feel like it was times where it was a lot of first of things. And I ain't like that. So I'm like, no, now I'm at a place where we got to be on the same page. We got to be walking the same walk. We got to be talking the same talk. We got to be in the same, in a very close position. I would love, you know, I'm in a good space in my life. I would love it if I'm with a partner that's you ahead of me. Now you can lead me, show me, pull me up to where you are, teach me a few other things. But if you're finding that you're dealing with people and you trying to help him build his credit back up just because he fucked it up when he was a teenager, not because like maybe his divorce tore it up, or you out here helping this man get his first apartment because he been living with his mama his whole life. Or you getting this man a car. I told y'all somebody bought a man a car. You getting this man a car because nobody ain't never bought him one. And you co-signed for it, dummy. You like, Jesus, child, I ain't gonna tell y'all dumb shit. I ain't never co-signed for no car. But when I think back on the things, the bending I was doing, never again. The next thing is, I want everybody, and I don't, no shade, no tea, no shade. I want everybody to be real with themselves in regards to relationships and how you are showing up in the relationship physically. And what I mean by this is not shady in any way. There is somebody out there for everybody. So whether you are thin, whether you are thick, whether you are a bigger woman, it's somebody out there that's going to love you unconditionally. And that's perfectly fine. Love that for you. But if you are in a space where you know that you are not the weight that you want to be and you aren't doing anything about it and it makes you self-conscious, how can you not think that other people are going to pick up on that? If you know that you got some shit going on with your skin and you ain't went to go see a dermatologist and it's affecting your self-esteem and how you show up in a dated space, people are going to pick up on that. If you know that you need to go and get fucking braces, whatever it is that you need to do for yourself physically, go and do that if you feel like it is affecting how you are showing up in the relationship space. If you have some stuff that's going on with you that's stopping you from wanting to be outside and meet people, that's stopping you from getting on a dating app and building a profile, that's stopping you from even trusting that if a person like you, that you really believe that they like you for you because you got some stuff innately going on that you need to work on, I want you to go and work on those things. And I say it in that way because I don't want you to work on anything for a man that say you need to do something, or for me just saying it, or because, you know, we have this talk of one of the episodes I talked about with market value. You know, I want you to work on the things for you. If it's something that, whether it be anything physical, if you feel like it's affecting how you are showing up in the world and it's affecting your happiness and it's affecting your joy and it's affecting your peace within, it's definitely going to affect your ability to fully show up in a relationship space as your best self. So nobody's saying that you got to go out tomorrow and get on Ozempic unless it's what you want to do. But at the end of the day, if you know that you got some shit that you need to work on, go and work on it. Stop being lazy. Go do the things that you need to do. Use your resources. Figure it out. But stop saying that you okay with shit about yourself that you're really not okay with in 2024. Okay. Now, the next thing is about, and I gave a whole episode on this recently, you got to get real about what it is that you want in a relationship and why. You got to get clear about what it is that you want in a relationship and why. Like, if you really out here just trying to date, like I said, if you're looking for a sponsor, be clear about that and know that you're probably not looking for, you know, if you out here playing in a sense looking for a sponsor, don't be in people's faces acting like you really want a relationship when you really just want financial gain or financial support. If you're not sure that you want to be in a relationship, don't be out here playing with people that want to be in relationships. Don't be out here dealing with married men or men that's in relationships, because it's a lot of married niggas is willing to cheat. It's pitiful. But don't be out here just doing stuff that does not align with who you really are or what it is that you truly desire. Like, if you want to be in a long-term relationship or you want to be married, get clear about why you want those things, so that when you meet that person or you get in that situation, you're introduced to it, you are able to know, like, okay, this is the direction I want to go, and you're able to communicate that So you don't have to assume anything. You can let that person know and find out, are you on the same page? So you all can run off into the sunset if that's what it's supposed to be. But you got to be real about what you want, because I've recognized that I was at a certain place in life. It might've been earlier last year. And sometimes, you know, I think about it. When I think about my life and how busy I am, even though I'm still finding balance every single day, because y'all know your girl was tired, went through some stuff, I'll be on here talking about. But I think about with me, my job and the businesses that I run and the other things I have going on, I have to think about, you know, do I have time for a relationship? But what I think about is that I'll make time for the right relationship. I'm a person that, you know, I know how, I'm resourceful. I know how to move things around. I know how to figure shit out. I know how to make some shakes. So when that time comes, you know, as busy as I am, I'll make time for the person I want to make time for. Maybe that's a PSA to certain niggas. If I ain't making time for you, I don't want you. Because if I see you and I like you and I want you, I'm going to do what I need to do to get you. So I make time for the shit that I want to make time for. It goes like that. So just know, get real about what it is that you want. And then last but certainly in no way the fucking least, stop accepting less than what it is you desire. Stop accepting less than what it is you deserve. Stop accepting less than what you want, less than what you need. If it's not what you want, if it's not what you need, if it's not what you deserve, if it's not what you desire, let it go immediately. And I'm not saying that just because somebody does one simple thing that you don't like, he wore a yellow shirt, you hate yellow, now you're trying to dismiss him. No, I'm being serious. I'm talking about core foundational fundamental things. If a person, as you're getting to know them, you have conversations, you should be having them consistently, should be having them often up front, talking about everything, getting to know one another. But if you're finding through conversation and observing through actions that this person is doing certain things that don't align with what you want, or they do certain things, you have a conversation about it and you let them know, like, that's not cool, because say they didn't know and they continue to do those things, they continue to play in your face, let them go play in a mammy face and you get the hell up out of there. In 2024, to conclude this State of the Union address, we are no longer accepting anything less than what it is that we deserve, we desire, and what God has designed for us. Because as I said in the beginning, you are very delusional, you are very unhinged, and you are very dumb if you are over the age of 35 and you continue to choose bad partners when people, even if they came in and showed you one thing and they played you and gave you another thing and turned into something else and you didn't know, that's another story. But when they show up and they show you who the fuck they are and you choose to still deal with them, that's on you. And in 2024, guess what? We doing better. That's it. That's all. So y'all got it. I'm looking for y'all. If we have some engagements based off of this advice at the end of the year, let me know. Some relationships, all that stuff. I'm going to let y'all know when I get my man. But that's it. That's all. Signing off. Yours truly, Shannon Montana.